Yeah, this is the dreaded minute of silence.
Yes, anything we say before 6 o'clock doesn't count.
You're beautiful.
All right, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. Nathan, if you would call roll.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Councilmember Biggs?
Here.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Here. If you stand with me for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And that takes us to the consent agenda. Any questions, concerns? Pull anything?
Yep. I would move we approve the consent agenda as published.
Second.
I have a first and a second. Nathan, if you'll.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes. That takes us to public comment, and we have one person signed up to testify, Mr. Rocco. You state your name and address.
Michael Rocco, 1286 East Fort Erie Street in Kuna, Idaho, 83634. I have two questions. Thanks for taking the questions. One is about, I know that the packet and the agenda comes out on Friday, but I've received conflicting instructions on how a citizen can get an agenda item on the agenda. I hear from the staff one thing, and then I hear something from the elected official. So I'm looking for some clear direction on how a citizen can get on the agenda. What I understand is like a really tight window on Friday on how you're going to get to that. So that's one thing. And then also I'd like to be able to ask a question of the Recreation Department, status of there was citizens here that testified about the condition of the pickleball court at Indian Creek. That it's all cracking, and so I'm just curious to see if they have any plans come for the summer, and that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. What I can do is I can get our clerk to get with you afterwards and get you the information as far as the agenda, and then we can get an update from Parks and get that to you as well, because the Parks Director is out, so it would be better to get it from him. I think that takes us to the proclamations. The CUNA Kindness Proclamation is for Mayor Steer. He is not here today. He's out sick. So I'm going to read it for him. I will not sign it, as they asked me not to sign it. The City of CUNA State Proclamation, Mayor Steer's CUNA Kindness Challenge Week. Whereas the City of CUNA recognizes the value of simple acts of kindness that are performed without promoting or reason, and how these acts can have a positive impact in CUNA. And whereas the City of CUNA and Mayor Steer seek to cultivate a thoughtful and compassionate, caring community by setting an example of understanding and acceptance for all through genuine acts of kindness. And whereas Mayor Steer's CUNA Kindness Challenge is 1 week where acts of kindness can be performed by any person in the City of CUNA, regardless of age, origin, education, gender, beliefs, lifestyle, or abilities, for the good of those around him. And whereas this week is intended to encourage all of us to practice acts of kindness in our homes, schools, businesses, and communities. And Mayor Steer will sign that when he gets back. And then we do have our table out there for all the information that's back there. If you know anyone who wants to participate that this week coming up. And thank you for Zulema for putting that together. And that takes us to public hearings. Case number 24-01S, which is Troy.
Good evening, Council President Bruce, members of the council. For the record, Troy B. Hunan, CUNA Planning and Zoning Department. So the applicant for 24-01-S for Palomino Place Annexation, they have requested that this action be tabled to a date uncertain, and as they conduct further discussions with the Public Works Department. Staff supports that, and we will go ahead and re-advertise for that at a different time so that the public can be informed. If there's anybody here tonight who came to testify for that, if you would like to meet me out in the hallway, you can add your name to the sign-up sheet, which is available, and I can give you a card, and you can either send me a letter, and I can include you, or send me an email, or I can include you in the notification process for the next meeting.
Okay, thank you. And also, oh, go ahead.
I have a question for you. That property that we're talking about, is that all one piece?
No.
So the bottom half that's actually we're talking about?
It's not even the bottom half. It's only like the southwestern 16 acres.
We're talking about Palomino Place.
Correct.
It's in that bottom lower corner.
Yeah.
So that's actually the property line of that piece of property? What I'm wondering is I don't see a property split involved.
It's not tonight. So it's not going to be heard tonight. It's actually just an annexation for the property. They'll come back later another time.
They're going to table it?
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I just had a quick question about that.
And then also, we didn't have a information from the CUNA School District, if you can make sure that's in there as well.
Staff's already reached out multiple times. They came and testified at the public hearing with the commission. So,
Council President Bruce, for the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning Director. Just a point of clarification, this might be where some of the confusion is. The case number should be 24-01-AN annexation, not 24-01-S annexation. So in the motion, if we could just have that reflected.
Totally read right over that. Thank you.
Sorry. Mark Bybee, City Attorney. I was just going to offer with the recommendation of staff if the council is inclined to table, I would encourage the council not to engage in questions at this point and just table to a date certain so it's all a part of a single record
public
and
hearing.
Proceeding. Yes.
Okay, then I would move we table case number 24-01AN as a correction from the current agenda to a date uncertain.
Second.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion carries.
Thank you, Troy.
The next one we have is case number 24-01-OA. Doug Hansen.
Good evening, Councilman. For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning Director, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA, Idaho. The City of CUNA Planning and Zoning Department requests a zoning text amendment application. The text changes include modifications to the Development Regulations Code to include Title V, Chapter 4, Section 3D, proposing a change to application completeness review to allow 60 days of staff review time to determine if an application is complete and in compliance. Title V, Chapter 5, Section 4, proposing changes to provide greater clarification for site notice for public hearings, as well as minor technical and typographical corrections to be cleaned up from the last major code update. This will be the first of many smaller incremental code updates that will be coming before you. And with that, I will stand by for any questions.
Do you have any questions? I reviewed it. Well, I'm sure we'll see a couple of these throughout the...
Better than the massive...
Two-year. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. I'll stand for a motion.
Okay.
Anyone signed up for this one? There was no one signed up to testify. Would anybody like to testify on case number 24-01-OA? Seeing nobody. Since this is a public hearing, you'll need to close the...
Yeah, I move we close the public hearing.
Second.
I have a first and a second. All of those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
I would move we approve case 24-01-OA.
Second.
I have a first and a second. Doug? Do we need to poll the council on this one? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carried. That moves us to case number 24-02-OA, Doug.
Councilman, for the record, Doug Hansen, Kuna Planning and Zoning Director, 751 West 4th Street, Kuna. The Planning and Zoning Department requests a zoning text amendment application to include modifications to the Development Regulations Code for Title V, Chapter 13, Section 1, Violations, Enforcement, and Penalty, amending Kuna City Code, making a violation of the Development Regulations Code punishable by administrative citation rather than misdemeanor citation. This change will bring a violation of Title V of Kuna City Code in line with the current violation enforcement and penalty for all other city code sections as approved in ordinances 2024-17 and 2024-18 by the City Council in 2024. And with that, I will stand by for any questions.
I just have one question, and this is maybe more a Chief or Tusco question. Does this line up with pretty much everybody else in the world as far as enforcement and penalties?
Councilman Biggs, council members, Mike Fertusco, Chief of Police, City of Kuna, 793 West 4th. Yes, I do believe that this aligns with them, this administrative citations. We've already used them. They've already been fairly successful. For the most part, we get compliance through other means prior to even issuing a citation. So there's warnings that go in effect prior. We've only had to issue a few citations, and they've already been paid, so we have had no issues.
You have a question?
No.
I'm good. This is a public hearing. I do not have anyone that wishes to testify in this this ordinance amendment. Is there anyone that wants to sign up to testify? Seeing none, I'll accept a motion to close the public hearing.
I would move we close the public hearing for case number 24-02-OA.
Second.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries.
I would move we approve case number 24-02-OA.
But first and
second.
A second. All of those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That motion carries. And that takes us to business items. Consideration to approve case number 25-01TE, and that is Ms. Lundy.
Good evening, Council. For the record, Marina Lundy for Kuna Planning and Zoning. The applicant requests final plat time extension approval for the Arroyo Vista subdivision number 2. It's the approximately 20.6 acres with an R4 zone, and they've requested a one-year time extension to be granted based on delays due to weather conditions, grading complications, and coordination removal of a power pole, which added time to the development of the site. This is the applicant's first request for a time extension, and upon review, staff finds the application to be in compliance with Kuna City Code, the Comp Plan, Idaho Code, and the approved development agreement. Staff recommends the council approve case number 25-01-TE with the applicant being subject to the conditions listed in the staff report. And with that, I stand for any questions.
Any questions?
I have a question for Adam. So the assessment that this might drastically alter pressurized irrigation easements up against the creek in some areas, so this, you think 1 year is enough to address those?
Thank you, Council Member. Adam Wingard, City of Kuna Public Works. TBD, there are more things that need to be considered with that as far as tangential infrastructure that could alleviate that concern.
Okay. Hey, thank you.
And I actually have a question. Doug, we typically do the extensions 1 year at a time, correct?
That is correct, Councilman Bruce, and this sort of segues into an ordinance amendment that will be coming before you in the coming meetings. With the overhaul of the code language, it was intended that time extensions would make a change to where both preliminary plats and final plat phases would have 2 years to complete their work in order to record the next final plat. You'll be seeing that right now with final plats. It's delineated as 1 year between a final plat being recorded at the county towards the next recordation. What we're just seeing in this day and age is 1 year is just not enough time to mobilize and complete a final plat phase, whether that be external factors or internal factors, review times, things like that. So,
okay.
Yep.
I thought in the code rewrite also there was, I thought we'd made a, there was a change where we changed so that the staff could approve it for, and then it wouldn't come to us until the second.
Yes, Councilman Biggs, so there was some language in the code overhaul that didn't translate. Time extensions were broken into preliminary plat time extensions and final plat time extensions. We're rectifying that to just have one time extension section, and it'll have the same standards to hopefully provide greater clarification and clean that up.
Okay.
Thanks, Doug. Yep.
Do you have any questions?
No, sir.
I'll stand for a motion.
Okay, I'd move we approve case number 25-01-TE
Second.
With the conditions listed in the staff report.
Second.
First and a second. All of those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Lundy. And that is all I have on the agenda. Was there any announcements? Do you guys have anything?
No, sir.
No?
Yep. Mayor gets
any
feel
staff
better.
Have any comments, announcements, anything? No? With that, motion, meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.